This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. Governor Jared Polis delivered his annual State of the State address this morning. He discussed housing, taxes, and more. He also urged people not to give up hope for better public transportation.
We have the planes and we have the automobiles. Now we just need the trains. For too long, passenger rail has been another moonshot out of reach for too many people in our state. Coloradans love the idea, but often, many people believe that it's not something we'll see in our lifetime. Yes, it's big, and yes, it's bold, but I'm here to tell you, passenger rail service that works is within reach.
Last year, Polis released his Vision 360 plan, which called for public rail lines from Fort Collins to Pueblo. The State of the State address comes a day after the legislature convened its annual session. In the House, leaders stressed the need for civility and collegiality over the months ahead as lawmakers debate hundreds of bills. CPR's Benta Berkland has that.
Lawmakers convene under the backdrop of numerous external pressures, from the upcoming election to high national and international political tensions. Republican House Minority Leader Mike Lynch urged members to be civil and above the fray of a petty tweet.
If you have something to say on or about another member, they're only a few steps away. May we boldly take those steps and discuss our differences face to face.
Democrats nodded in agreement to that comment, and the Democratic House Speaker made a similar plea. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Pueblo's City Council has voted to rename a popular bypass in honor of civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr. The U.S. Highway 50 bypass from I-25 to State Highway 92 is now the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. bypass. This is CPR News in KRCC.